Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We've been talking about that prophetic psalm, Psalm 46, and how even during the time when Israel is pressed on every side, right now, and even moving into the time when the mountains are cast into the sea, they're not to fear because it is written, there is a river. This river that it talks about in Psalm 46 are the waters of Gihon, the secret spring and waters that flowed under Jerusalem and under Zion, the city of David, that allowed them to have life, sustain life. And these were a sign of their covenant with God, that He was their source. Now we're going to look prophetically into the future of these same waters. In the book of Ezekiel, the temple was destroyed, and Ezekiel went with the people over into the Babylonian captivity. Of course, they were disheartened. The very temple that was their connection with God was destroyed. They thought it could never happen. Could this be their end? Could God be through with them? No, Ezekiel prophesied, God's not through with you. And Ezekiel prophesied in chapter 36, about the mountains of Israel, the land of Israel, that they would come back and they would have their land in possession. In Ezekiel 37, he prophesied about the bones, the dry bones. In verse 11, God said to him, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And he prophesied how those bones would come together up out of their graves and be back in their land. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is a coming war. We could be on the very precipice of it right now, because it lists as the two main allies, Russia and Persia. Persia is Iran. And today, Russia and Iran are in alliance as they have never been before. God says this war will happen in the end of days. And so then, from chapter 40 on, he begins to prophesy about the millennium. And in the millennium, he prophesies, because remember, their temple was destroyed. He prophesies a great millennial temple. Personally, I do not believe that this is the temple the Jews rebuild that the Antichrist will manifest himself in. I believe this is the one that the Messiah will build because it's so grandiose. And he prophesies about that temple in chapter 40, chapter 41, chapter 42, chapter 43, chapter 44, chapter 45, chapter 46. Do you know any subject that he's talked about in that many chapters? Not even faith has he talked about in that many chapters. But he talks about the millennial temple. And then he says to Ezekiel, in fact, he brought him there in prophetic vision. Ezekiel chapter 47. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. Aha! We have again the appearance of a supernatural, God-given source of life in waters that will flow out from beneath the temple of the millennium. He brought me out. And the man that was with him began to measure those waters. Chapter 3. When the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Now the Temple Mount is in Jerusalem. The city of David is down the hill from the Temple Mount. But the Temple Mount, it's very amazing as you go to Jerusalem and when we take the people to the Dead Sea, We go out from Jerusalem, and immediately you're going down, down, down to the Dead Sea, and you're going down to, and you go into the desert, the wilderness of Judea. And so these waters are going to flow down into that desert. They're going to flow eastward. And first, they're going to be ankle deep. But then he measured, verse 4, and he brought me through the waters, and they're to the knees. He measured again, and he brought me to the waters that were to the loins. Verse 5, he measured again, and it's a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Now when I had returned, verse 7, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. As this river flows down into, he brought me to the brink of the rivers where he brought me. And he's standing there on the shore of the, actually the brink, the earth walls of the, that are, make up the banks of the river. And the prophet sees very many trees on the one side and on the other. And then the figure from heaven, his heavenly guide, says to Ezekiel, then he said unto me, verse 8, these waters issue out toward the east country, and they go down into the desert, and they go down into the sea. And brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. If you've been to the Dead Sea, we call it the Dead Sea. The Jews call it Yam Hamelach means the salt sea. Well, because it is salty, nothing lives in that sea. It's more salty than the ocean because fish live in the ocean. Nothing lives in the Dead Sea. You yourself, it is so heavy with brine that you could go down there and sit on the waters and read a newspaper. You will not sink into it. And that brine has killed all of the life. No life is in there. But these waters, when they come during the millennium, they're going to flow down into that Dead Sea. And look what is going to happen. Verse 9. And it shall come to pass, everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For the water shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishermen shall stand upon it from En-Gedi unto En-Eglaim, and that shall be a place where they will spread forth their nets, and their fish will be according to their signs as many as the fish of the great sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea. And every time we go down there, I have the guides point out where is En-Gedi, because the waters of En-Gedi is a clear water stream that enters from the mountains, actually up in the mountains where David and his men were at the waterfalls of En-Gedi. And those fresh waters flow into the sea right now from En-Gedi, and we know where they flow in. And of course, if there's anything in them, that becomes dead when it hits that sea. But I look at that place where the En-Gedi, and I think, that's going to be a hot spot. It's real. It's going to be a hot fishing spot. And people are still going to be catching fish and eating fish. And there's still going to be people who are called fishermen. And that's going to be a really good place to catch fish. And even fish like they have in the Mediterranean. Because these will be great and mighty waters. And when I see that place, I always think about it. That'll be a hot spot. And I always think about how real the millennium is. Verse 12. Now also by the river, upon the banks thereof, on this side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. Because their waters issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the fruit thereof shall, and the leaf thereof for medicine. So right now, I think the Dead Sea, you can go there, and its waters are already healing waters for many diseases, rheumatism, and many things there. But during the millennial age, those trees those leaves, you can just grind them up, therefore the healing. I suppose you still could fall out of a tree and there won't be any sickness or disease, but I suppose you could fall out of a tree and hurt yourself or have a crash of some kind. Now, here is a beautiful picture for us of how heaven and earth are together. There is a celestial Jerusalem. There is a terrestrial, a heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem. The Jews call it Jerusalem that is above and Jerusalem that is beneath. And they're going to come together in the next age. And we see here, he showed me, and this is chapter 22 of Revelation. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now in the heavens, they don't have a temple up there during the millennium. They don't need it because of the light of the Lamb and of God. But now the waters from the heavens are going to flow out from the throne of God. They really always did. The Gihon waters, in all of their great protection, all of their great life, they came from God, the source. And it's going to be actually manifested as a river in the millennial age and beyond. He showed me, the Apostle John was shown by his heavenly visitor, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bare 12 fruit every month, and the leaves in the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, in the heavens, there's a river. On the earth, there's a river. It flows from the same source. In the heavens, there are trees. Earth is a reflection of heaven, a mirror image of heaven. We have trees on earth because they have trees in heaven. But here are the wonderful, miraculous trees that are growing by that heavenly river that flows out of the throne of God. It's going to flow right down out from beneath the temple and right down into the desert in the earth. Heaven and earth are very, very connected. During the millennial age, there will even be interplanetary travel between the two. But your home and mine is in heavenly Jerusalem. We are citizens of heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, this river is a type of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to have a Holy Ghost school out at Prayer Mountain, June 12 through June 15. Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, who were trained up under Papa and Mama Goodwin, are going to be here. Brother Hagin said of that church, Papa and Mama Goodwin's church, that the gifts of the Spirit operated there more prolifically and with the best order than any church he knew of. And Joe and Ron are so free in the Holy Ghost, but it's all in divine order. There's a $75 registration fee. We'll have to close it off after a little bit because I don't know how much longer, but we can only get about 150 to 200 people. And we study each day. I myself am going to be speaking about the Holy Spirit in the last days. We meet in the chapel. We have a tent outside where we sit and have lunch. We bring in a beautiful meal for you. And the people from all over that come enjoy the fellowship there as much as anything else. So call us at 1-800-972-3447 to enroll or go online at billybrim.org or write us. We'll be looking to you for you to come when the Holy Ghost River flows here on Prayer Mountain. Shalom, shalom.